Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Said out loud, heal me,
heal me,
O Lord,
O Lord,
and I shall be healed.
And I shall be healed.
Save me,
save me,
O Lord,
O Lord,
and I shall be saved.
And I shall be saved.
Why would you say it like this? They are the same. These phrases are interconnected. And they are the same. They're from the same source. They're based on the same provision and according to the same will, and they're received the same way. It has been changed in recent times. Now, when I say recent times, I mean the last few centuries. Because to God, that's recent. I mean, if it changed within the last 1,000 years, to Him, it changed within a day, which is recent. But from the beginning, it was not that way. Multitudes of church-going people now, all across this country, all across the world, you could not shake them believing that God is the Savior, Jesus is Savior, and that it is His will for everybody to be saved. Oh, I mean, they're adamant about it. They're solid on it. But if you bring up healing, that's a completely different subject as far as they're concerned, and it's not. It has never been. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be. We're supposed to be just as solid on that as we are the new birth. But most people are not, because they hadn't heard it. They haven't heard it as part and parcel of the gospel, or they've actually been, it's been preached against. A famous evangelist a number of years ago, this would have gone back 50 some years ago, he made this statement. He said, in going to countries and places where people have never heard the gospel, he said, if I can get to people before they've ever heard anything, and when I preach to them the gospel, I tell them not only that Jesus is the Savior, but He's also the healer. That when they come to receive Jesus as Savior, they get healed too. Same time. Nobody told them they couldn't. Nobody told them it might not be God's will. Nobody told them it had passed away and was dispensational. Nobody told them that was just special with the apostles, and when the last apostle died, all that ceased. Nobody had got to them and told them, well, Jesus just did that to prove His sovereignty, but that's not for everybody nowadays. Nobody had got to them and told them the age of miracles is past. Sorry. Might not be God's will to heal you. They've never heard any of that, so they didn't believe any of that. They'd never heard about Jesus, period. A lot of them had been involved in all kind of idol worship, witchcraft, and other kind of junk, but they heard about Jesus. He went to the cross. He took your sins. He bore your sicknesses. He carried your pains. Hallelujah. He was raised from the dead for your justification. And by His stripes you were healed. He said, when the people come, they get saved and healed. They don't know any better. Thank God. I said, thank God. Well, then we need mind renewal to undo the stuff that tradition has done on the church for these hundreds of years. Telling people, no, now that's different, that's different. It might not be God's will to heal you. We just don't know. No, say it out loud, heal me,
heal me,
and I'll be healed.
I'll be healed.
Save me,
save me,
and I'll be saved.
I'll be saved.
You are my praise.
You are my praise.
They are the same. They are the same. They're based on the same work of redemption. They're based on the same will and plan of God. Look in Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Plural. Everybody say benefits. Didn't say don't forget His benefit. It didn't say don't forget His benefit. That's one of the reasons I talk like I do. I say equipments. Houses. Buildings. Lands. Why? Because God is a God of benefits. Now folks are laughing, but to hear some folk preach, there's one benefit. You get saved, you miss hell, you go to heaven. Now thank God if that was the only benefit there was. It'd be worth going that way. But it's not the only benefit. Amen. I had two amens and a grunt. It's not the only benefit. Do you believe? Amen. There's more than one benefit. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Now, if He said benefits, you'd know there's more than one. But when He says all His benefits, you know there's several. There's multiple benefits. And then He kicks off and starts listing some of them. Verse 3, benefit number one. Who forgives all your iniquities. But it might not be His will to heal you. That's men's idea. Trying to explain why way back hundreds of years ago, and longer than that, I should say longer than that, somebody prayed for somebody and they didn't get healed. Why not? Well, somebody came up with the idea it must not have been God's will. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Any more than you should come to the conclusion somebody came to the altar but didn't receive Jesus and didn't get born again, so we conclude it must not have been God's will to save them. Truth is not relative. Truth is not subjective. Have you heard the phrase, my truth? It's a popular phrase among some circles. It's a despicable phrase. People say, well, that's my truth. You have to go with your truth. And I have to go with my truth. Well, what they're saying is truth is relative. Truth is based on your perception of it or your experience of it. Well, that's my truth. No, honey child. Truth is truth. It is unchanging. It is eternal. It's truth whether you see it or not. It's truth whether you believe it or not. It's true whether you receive it or not. Oh, somebody say truth is unchanging. Truth is forever. Hallelujah. It's one of the most wonderful things about this Christian life. Is that there's never going to come down from heaven version 2.0. Sorry, guys. It's been a couple of thousand years. A lot has changed. Sending you an update. Receive. Get ready. Because truth doesn't need to be updated. It was perfect when it came out. Hallelujah. And the truth is, He has always been and is and always will be the Savior. Yes. And He has always been and is and always will be the Healer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. the healer. And that truth is not based on who got healed or who didn't get healed or who thinks it's right or who doesn't think it's right. It's independent of all of that. It looms like a mountain, hallelujah, over all the passing generations of humanity. It was true. It is true. It'll always be true. I am the Lord that heals you. Oh, hallelujah. Smart ones will receive it. Smart ones will lay hold and believe it and not be moved by anything they see or feel. To the contrary. Foolish ones will debate it, scoff it, and say things like, well, that's not my truth. Truth is truth, whether you believe it or not. It's not subjective. It's not relative. It is eternal. Glory to God. That just does something for my spirit, friend. I mean, in this world full of flip-flop and things changing from morning to afternoon, it is so wonderful to build your house on a solid rock. Hallelujah. And no matter how much the wind blows and the rain pours and the flood beats, when you're founded on the rock, you will not be moved. Hallelujah. You won't be moved because truth is truth. Truth is truth. I trust any of you that have been with us for any length of time that this is true. If I fell out dead right here and somebody said, Brother Keith died from a bad sickness, does that change the truth of God being the healer? If some way or another I missed out on God's full provision, I didn't live a long, full life, does that change the truth?
No.
But do people base their beliefs on what happens to folks?
Yes.
That's foolish. Foolish, ignorant. This book was here a long time before I got here.
Yeah.
Right? Long, long time. And the author was here a long, long, long time before the book got here. No, you don't base your belief in the new birth and salvation on who does or does not get born again.
Amen.
Do you? Do you? Nor do you base your belief in God being the healer on who does or does not get healed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.